says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome, folks. Thank you for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon here on April 10th, 2017. Some great news to share with you today. And I see I've got a new interface on my computer here, but I see George in Maryland there. George, thank you.
Good to be here, James.
And I think I see Paul Fromm.
Yes, I'm here too.
Okay, I'm looking at a new screen, Paul, so it's a little bit unfamiliar. But so far, so good.
New screen, but the same old folks.
Yeah. Some very good news today. Of course, everyone in the audience, I'm sure you're aware that our new Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch was sworn in today. And I listened carefully as he pronounced his own name. He doesn't say Gorsuch. He says Gorsuch. So if you want to pronounce, I always say pronounce a man's name or a woman the way they pronounce it. And Gorsuch is exactly how he says his own name. And we'll be hearing it a lot over the next 8 years. He's 49 years old, I think. So it would be realistic to expect him to have a 30-year career on the court. I'd be pretty darn happy if I lasted 30 years. I'm 68. So I'll be 98 years old. You think I'll make it, Paul?
Yeah, I think you will, because I think you have such an upbeat, happy nature. You're going to do really well. And this may be one of the most significant achievements of the Trump presidency. This was and I think many people who voted for Donald Trump had this in mind, that while they may not have been entirely in pleased with him on every count, to have voted for the other, to have voted for Hillary, would have been to put a hag like, what's her name, Kagan, or somebody of that nature on the Supreme Court. Now, for somebody who's for a court that's divided, for decisions that are going to radically alter American life, who do you want on the Supreme Court? And I think many of Trump's supporters on that issue alone voted for him because they hoped, and it turned out they were right, that he would give them a judicial conservative or a strict constructionist.
So we'll go into a little bit of detail. I'll play a little bit of audio from the swearing in. Neil Gorsuch was sworn in today by Justice Anthony Kennedy. And for the first time, I looked at his middle name. Now, and boy, the coincidences grow here, folks. Let me start out with the first one. And then, as like Paul Harvey, I'll get to the rest of the story. Guess who Anthony Kennedy's Supreme Court clerk was? Neil Gorsuch. Wow, what a connection. Anthony Kennedy swore him in, standing next to them and with his beautiful wife, holding the Bible as Neil Gorsuch said some wonderful things. And just next to him, Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump, let me give you another connection here. I looked at Anthony Kennedy's middle name. It's McLeod. McLeod. MC, capital LEOD. Guess who Donald Trump's mother is? His mother is my cousin, Mary Ann McLeod, who was born in 1912 in Stornoway, Scotland, and died in 2000. Mary Ann McLeod. So Anthony Kennedy is a McLeod. If you have a name McLeod, you're a cousin of anybody else that's a McLeod. And I have a McLeod ancestor from Stornoway, Scotland. Anthony Kennedy is he is a McLeod. So I don't know whether Donald Trump knows that Anthony Kennedy is his cousin. I assume they do. But in any event, that was a beautiful thing. Anthony Kennedy appointed to the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan. He was sworn in early 1988. He is the swing vote on the Supreme Court under Scalia, with Scalia on the court. So which way will he swing? I'll tell you what. With his former law clerk sitting next to him on the Supreme Court, I predict Anthony Kennedy will swing more to our side than he ever has in the past. This is really great news, Paul.
Yeah, I hope you're right on that, James. But certainly, this is a big victory for traditional Americans that we will not be having one more social or judicial revolutionary on the bench. So you know, there's been a lot of controversy about Donald Trump's bombing of Syria. And I've tried to tell a number of people who contacted me that I take a wait and see approach, but I said we've also got to look at the whole package, and certainly part of that package is that we've won a major victory with the appointment of Judge Gorsuch.
Yes, and to put a baseball analogy into it, why should we? I'll have a good analysis, I think, of the Syrian strike a bit later in the show. But just in general, applying it to everything and anything that Donald Trump does. In baseball, if you hit 400, you're the best man that ever stepped up to the plate,
except for Ted Williams.
Okay, right, except for Ted Williams.
In a season, some hitter will hit for at least a while 400, but if you're hitting 400, you're more than in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, exactly. So Donald Trump is, I would say right now, it would be a ridiculous number if I said what I think he's hitting, because it would be ridiculous in baseball terms. But he's hitting 900, and so if he fans on a pitch now and then. There's not reason to freak out, not reason to, be overly concerned.
Without being a blind apologist, it's also possible there is a bigger agenda here. One thing I've heard suggested is that to get the neocons and the left libs off his back and to move away from this Russian connection nonsense. This was done, to buy time to do other things. It did apparently did not do a lot of damage, and that's one of the things that surprises me, because I was I had a role in a sense in the development of the cruise missile. I don't mean I'm a technician or anything, or an engineer, but
I heard you were a test pilot for that, Paul.
guidance for the cruise missile was made not too far from where we have our offices in Rexdale, Ontario, in northwest Toronto, by Litton Systems. Now, the radical left in the mid-80s had repeated demonstrations and actually twice bombed Litton Systems. So I did some consulting with Litton, and I had a pretty good idea of the radical scene in Toronto at that time. So I knew a fair deal about the cruise missile. And one of the things, allegedly it can do, is it can pretty much fly just above the ground level, very hard to detect, and can fly practically into your bathroom window and blow you up. I mean, it's incredibly precise. So they fired, 59 and 58 hit the target, and yet Syrian planes were flying out the next day. So undoubtedly they did some damage, but I suspect they could have done an awful lot more damage had they wanted to. I think they were sending some sort of signal.
Yes.
I'm not sure I approve or agree, but it may be not quite the catastrophe some of our fellow white nationalists say it is. You've seen, and I've seen, a lot of the chatter on the internet, and I won't repeat it. But I think, what I've said to one woman today who said she regretted giving money to and supporting Donald Trump, is I said, look, let's wait and see. We're not even at 100 days yet. The new administration is still finding its feet. It's dealing with a host of problems, one of the biggest of which is North Korea. Now, is it possible that a relatively harmless attack on an air base in Syria might be a warning to the Wayne Newton lookalike in Pyongyang that, look, we can do it. And, if you don't want this flying in your bedroom window and knocking the gimchi out of your hands in your palace as it blows you to kingdom come, maybe you'd better rethink
yes.
what you're doing. So anyway, those are the thoughts that went through my mind, and I've been trying to reassure a lot of Trump supporters. And I know people are emotional, and I think we always said we were not going to get everything. You never do, and no politician, left or right, can deliver everything that's promised. But I think what we have to keep in mind, or keep our eye out for, is are we getting a substantial amount of what we were promised and what he can deliver? And I think so far, on balance, we've done well.
Yes, Ted Williams, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. Once in a while, they struck out. No need to trade them off the team. And I very much like what you just said, Paul. Those were third-rate surplus Russian. It's hard to stop saying the word Soviet Russian jets. And they were pinpoint. To the inch, nailed by those Tomahawks. They were very careful not to kill people. The Russians were warned to. It's impossible to set off that much ordnance. I mean, if the Syrians had civilians near those jets and some were killed, and they said some children were killed, I don't understand how children could be killed in a bunker for old Russian jets. What would a child be doing in there? So I don't know that I believe such reports. But as much as it's humanly possible to not kill anybody, Trump attempted that. The Syrians weren't there. The Russians weren't there. Property only was damaged. The whole world did sit up and notice. So I don't know. I don't know that this is even Trump striking out. I'm not willing to say that yet, that he's struck out on this. If he were to go with an idea like that coming from General McMaster, and the way I read it, he wants 150,000 troops in Syria. That is no go. Forget it. Forget about it. Donald Trump would never do that. And if he proposes nonsense like that, H.R. McMaster simply needs to be told by the Patriot community, you're gone. Get out of there. And we'll tell Donald Trump that loud and clear. If anybody in his vicinity starts advocating George Bush, Bill Clinton, Obama type ideas, we'll let our president know that guy's no good. And
well, some of us already have.
Oh, George. Yes, George. Folks, relay to the folks your experience earlier today.
I availed myself of the White House hotline, 202-456-1111. As we were advised by one of our lady callers over the weekend, and she was accurate. When you dial that number, a female white intelligent voice comes up and says, would you like to leave a comment for our president? And I did. And at the end, she said, I will relay this to the office of the president. Thank you. And among the things I said was, I voted for Donald Trump. I support him. I think he was doing great until Thursday night. And I think he should relieve General McMaster's immediately. She said, thank you very much. And that was pretty much what I passed on. And I called back and did the same thing and a few comments about other advisors. But you can, I mean, I tried it out myself. It is possible to contact the White House that way. I wouldn't have done it under Obama's watch. I'll do it under Donald Trump's watch. And so at George, least folks who are all pissed off and thinks everybody, you know, thinks Donald Trump made a huge blunder, it's hard to know right now. But you can certainly make your voice heard. And then I followed up and sent him a couple of emails. So if you need to beat us over the head and, you know, Trump sucks and he's a goy. And that was in a bunch of, you know, my gold newsletters. My God, the world is coming to an end. Our Donald Trump is just a butt puppet for BB. I don't see any evidence of that. But yes, you can at least, you can contact the campaign. It's not, I guess it's still a campaign, but it's part of walking the walk. You know, if you think it amounts to nothing, well, then maybe it will. But if you dial the phone number and do it, you'll have George, more credibility with me.
Exactly. And George and Paul, this will be something we'll be doing on this show for 8 years. The Donald Trump, the road he has taken here, if you think that getting elected, you know, made it all easy from there on out. Of course, that's anybody thinking about it for a moment. You realize the hardest part is yet ahead. And he is going to have to wade his way through the entire deep state in Washington, D.C., and he needs our help. So one of the ways we'll be helping over these 8 years is when somebody, let's as a poster boy for this, let's put up General McMaster. The things he's saying are pretty darn stupid. When we find somebody who looks like he's part of the deep state that needs to be gotten out of the way from the Trump administration, we'll let our president know this. And if we, by the hundreds of thousands, say, you know, something like, you know, McMaster has got to go, Donald Trump will hear that loud and clear. And in our job, we just need to, you know, be discerning. Look around and see which member of the deep state has popped up, and they will. Of course, they'll pop up all over in Donald Trump's vicinity, and they'll lie, they'll deceive. So we have to discern.
Or they'll propose something stupid. We sure will have something coming up real soon that general did say. I advise the president to send 150,000 troops over. We're about to find out whether he takes that advice or not.
And of course he won't. He won't. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back, folks. Going to rush right through that break. And we've got two callers on the line, George in Texas and Joel in Wisconsin. We'll hear from both of you in just a moment. I want to share some of the coverage today of Donald Trump. This is somebody, I think Lou Dobbs gets it. I love Lou Dobbs' understanding of Donald Trump. This is Lou Dobbs interviewing Ann Coulter today, and I think Ann Coulter gets it too. I think Lou Dobbs might get it even, I don't want to say it. I hope Ann Coulter listens to this show. I think he might have picked up a few things even Ann might have missed. I can't fault her. I love everything she writes. Here is Lou Dobbs talking to Ann Coulter today. And listen to what she says about 30 seconds into this about her view of our chances as a people, how they changed from the time that she published Adios America, which came out right when Trump announced, just coincidentally came out right when Trump announced Adios America. Great book. I have it right here. And then her odds that she gives us as a people the day Trump was elected. Here she is. And they're talking about Gorsuch right now.
And Gorsuch, I happen to be a little more exuberant about it all than you, Ann. I think that he really does seem to have promised to rise to a Scalia-like stature on the court. I go into it optimistic.
I hope you're right.
I do, too.
Yes, I will join your optimism.
You got it. The idea that this administration has done so much so quickly has been, I think, given too little notice at large, and to some degree because of their own messaging. But I have to say, Trump has done a marvelous job to this point, like unlike any other president I've seen. Your thoughts, Ann?
Yes, I mean, when I wrote Adios America about immigration, I thought the country had about a 10% chance.
Mm-hmm.
On November 8th, with the election of Donald Trump, it went up to 90%.
Okay, folks, need I say more? That's a pretty big jump there from 10% to 90%.
Well, so I think it's, was that today?
If that was today.
As people who are at least partially in agreement with our point of view, they sure don't sound like Chicken Little and the sky is falling and we're all going to die and Donald Trump is just a butt popper.
No, they're not. They're not.
I didn't hear that hysteria.
No, it's not there. And one of the jobs of this show, I'll take it on myself. I'm going to do this work. Is I am going to help anybody out there who thinks that if Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig or Ted Williams struck out, that we therefore need to trade him off the club. No, we don't. Donald Trump. You just heard Lou Dobbs say it. Lou Dobbs is our age, and he's seen them all. He's seen presidents going back to Eisenhower. He made the point. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, and he's made that point many other times. That's a lot. That's a mouth.
And this was after the bombing incident.
Yes,
not
exactly.
Too shabby, huh?
This is today. That's right. This is today. There's no need to jump out of the plane now. And I like your analysis, Paul. Donald Trump is one of the greatest deep chess players that I've ever I've ever seen. And
well, I kind of like it more as a poker player.
Yes,
I think this is a high stakes poker game more than a chess match.
Well, Kim Jong-un does need to get a signal, and blowing up some third-rate Soviet planes, Russian planes, sorry, in Syria, very good way to send that message. Let me cut to a little bit more audio here. That was a wonderful 6 minutes that Ann Coulter spent with Lou Dobbs today. Let's go to Neil Gorsuch himself, and this is a wonderful moment. Dobbs mentioned Antonin Scalia. Well, Mrs. Scalia, Justice Scalia's widow, was right in the front row today in the Rose Garden as Neil Gorsuch was sworn in. And let me see if I can find that spot. Here he is in the Rose Garden. And I think he's addressing the Scalias in the front row.
Warm welcome. I look forward to many happy years together. And I cannot tell you how honored I am to have here today my mentor, Justice Kennedy, administer the judicial oath, a beautiful oath, as he did for me 11 years ago.
We've got a break. We'll be right back with George in Texas, Joel in Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
We're back, folks.
There's something happening here.
Thanks for tuning in. We were listening to Neil Gorsuch being sworn in. Let me just go back to that audio here and return to the spot we were at. He's looking at these widow of Antonin Scalia, and here's what he has to say.
When I became a circuit judge, to the Scalia family, I won't ever forget that the seat I inherit today is that of a very, very great man. To my wife, Louise.
You heard the meaning in what he was saying there.
Very powerful, very powerful.
Yes. Yeah, and he had a number of other things very, very good to say in his swearing in. Another little detail here. I mentioned that Justice Kennedy, his middle name is McLeod. I just looked this up. Donald Trump's mother, Marianne McLeod, came to the United States from the island of Lewis or Stornoway in the Hebrides in 1930 at age 18. And in Stornoway, Miss McLeod had been a maid. Interesting. And his dad, his grandfather came from the Palatinate in Germany in 1885. So a little bit of interesting connection there. Let's go to our callers. George in Texas, you're first. if we can get George on the line. Yeah, hello? George, what's on your mind?
You know, the thing is, ever since Friday, you know, I'm a little bit upset about, you know, the attack in Syria, but, you know, I'm not jumping to conclusion. I'm not jumping to conclusion. I'm not jumping off the train. Because the thing is, you know, the Trump administration is not going to be perfect. He's not a water walker. And, you know, the thing is, it may be a blunder, but, you know, every great president had blunders here and there. You know, it's nothing new. The only thing that concerns me is, what's that?
Go ahead.
And the thing is, I really think probably Trump is probably trying to draw out the neoconservatives. So, like, trying to draw everybody out with this action.
General McMaster, who's only 54 years old, and he's got medals all over his chest from his fighting in Iraq and the Gulf War and so on. And when Donald Trump in the campaign, the primaries and the general election, he said that our war in Iraq was a total waste, $6 trillion going up in smoke, thousands of lives. I'll bet you somebody like McMaster was probably throwing, having no idea that he'd ever be in the Trump administration, was probably throwing things at his television set and swearing at Donald Trump. So if he proposes to Donald Trump 150,000 troops to Syria, I think that will be his Donald Trump will show him the door. And along the lines that you're describing, George, 59 Tomahawk missiles fired at useless Russian jets in an out-of-the-way runway. I agree with you. Not something to get overly concerned about.
The thing is, also, too, I think it is a perfect time for President Trump get on the phone and call the Kremlin, and if the media or the Democrats or the neocons call them Russian agents and saying, "Hey, I'm talking to Putin for one reason: we want to de-escalate, not escalate."
Well, George, thank you very much for mentioning. Yeah, George, thank you very much. And this is remarkable. George in Maryland commented on this yesterday. A remarkable thing is going to happen on Tuesday. That's tomorrow, isn't it? Our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, will be in Moscow to talk with the Russian leadership. And so this was going to be an amazing exchange. Rex Tillerson, recipient of the Order of Friendship from Vladimir Putin, has done huge billion-dollar deals with the Russians as the top executive of Exxon. So this is going to be a remarkable thing. We'll have a lot to report on, if not tomorrow, certainly on Wednesday, when the main conversations take place. George, I want to thank you very much for your fortitude. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on the air.
Hello, am I there? Am I there?
You're on the air, Joel.
Come in, Joel.
If I understood Paul correctly, I'm supposed to feel good that we have cruise missiles that can go through a bathroom window, and that the rest of the world should behave in a way that we think they should, or else they're, you know, when they cost $1.25 million each, and we can afford to borrow the money to send them, and that whether how they behave or not is up to one person in the White House? Am I supposed to feel good about that?
No, I wasn't exactly saying that. What I was saying, first of all, I was surprised with all that firepower that so little damage was done, because what I had been told was that they are so accurate they can practically go through your bathroom window from 500 miles away. Relatively little damage. And no, I didn't mean to suggest that the whole world should be in fear. What I was hoping is that maybe the clown in North Korea will maybe take note of this, because he does threaten the United States. One of my problems with the action in Iraq, in Syria, is that Syria does not threaten the United States. Syria has no serious weaponry or missiles that can even reach Europe, but North Korea does. I mean, I don't have it all figured out, and I'm not 100% happy with this. That's really all. I was musing.
All right.
Yeah, and if I may insert something here, I'm taking it, Joel, that let's go 1 hour before the serious strike. I assume at that moment you were an ardent Trump supporter, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not dumb throwing him out the window, but I was just listening to the way it came across to me what Paul said, and we're living in a time when we don't even know what happened over there. We cannot trust our intelligence in this country. We cannot trust the media in this country. We don't know what happened over there. We don't know if anybody was gassed in the first place or who did it in the second place. And then you make a reaction based on not knowing.
Yes, but the important point, Joel, is that look at what he actually did and not at things he didn't do. Yes, the missiles cost over $1 million each, but he knocked out some hardware, and I agree. Do we need to tell Kim Jong Un? Do we need to send a message to this idiot? Yes, we do, because this guy has nukes that are less than 10 minutes away from downtown Tokyo. He has ballistic missiles. So he's got it all. He's got the ballistic missiles. He's got the nukes. I think somebody estimated he had 20 nukes. To have this clearly insane person who just executed his own older brother, to have this person having those weapons, I think actually that it is a leadership. It does fall upon Donald Trump, as he is truly the leader of the free world. I like this. Hang on, Joel. I like this. He referred to the civilized world. How many times have we heard an American president? No American president from his lips has said the word civilized world. What does that mean?
Well, not for 50 years, no.
Yeah.
You would never have heard that from the canyon.
Yes.
When James Kelso tells me what Kim Jong-un is doing, you're basing your information on the same government media complex that I just said we can't trust in the first place, and Paul even said that we don't know how many bombs or people got killed, because allegedly some Russians got killed over there, and then you said you don't believe that. Well, if you can't believe what you're hearing, if you can't believe part of what you're hearing, how do you know if you can believe anything of what you're hearing? And so make a judgment about Kim Jong-un, you are basing that, again, on the government media information that we receive from people we can't trust.
Okay, Joel, it's possible that all of the many, many stories from many sources that the North Koreans have nuclear weapons is all made up. That's possible. That's possible. I don't think so. And it's also possible that the ballistic missiles that they have fired have been just those are fantasies, and it's all being made up by all the different governments reporting that. I don't think so. I think they do have the ballistic missiles, not hard to make. They do have the nukes, not that hard to make. And they are 10 minutes away from downtown Tokyo with how many people? 10 million people. So that situation has to be fixed. The man is clearly clinically insane, as have all the North Korean leaders been. And the North Korea is a tyrannical hellhole, no freedom at all for the people there. It's truly a problem. On Donald Trump's 8-year watch, he is going to have to solve that problem. And you don't want to find out, Joel, and I respect your your skepticism about the media. That's very admirable. But you don't want to find out that the nukes are real and the ballistic missiles are real with a huge mushroom cloud over Tokyo.
Well, he ran on the premise that it's America first. And in his first so many days, he's doing some good things. But if he's also going to continue on being the policeman of the world, then I don't like it. He ran on America first.
Joel, he's not being the policeman of the world. He's not being the policeman of the world.
That's what you've been talking about. If we have to do something about Korea, and we have to do something about what's going on in Syria, I mean, that's none of our business. First of all, we don't know what's going on, and second of all, it's none of our business.
Okay, hang on. I'll point out how it is our business. And he's not being the policeman of the world. Right now, there are 10 million refugees streaming out of Syria trying to get into Europe. That's our business. The protecting Europe is our business as white folks. and 10 million Syrians being driven out of their own country into Europe through Turkey, not good news for us. So that is our business. North Korea, our presence in South Korea, our presence in the Pacific Ocean, we are the guarantor of Japan's security. And there's a lot of reasons for that being a good idea. It's very much our business whether a rogue nation has nuclear weapons. That threatens your very life, Joel. And Donald Trump is not being the policeman of the world. If he wants to stop Kim Jong-un and his nuclear threats, that's not being policeman of the world. And telling Assad, no chemical weapons, and I'm going to destroy your equipment if you do that, that's not being the policeman of the world. It's nothing at all on the scale of what Obama, Clinton in the Balkans, and the Bushes with hundreds of thousands of troops deployed, $6 trillion spent, nothing on that right. order at all. It's completely consistent with Trump's statement, I'm not being elected as president of the world. And it's not possible to be president of the United States, however, and not have some major responsibilities, military responsibilities outside the U.S.
If not minding our business has gotten us $20 trillion in debt so far, I think it's time to take another look at that.
Well,
and redefine what our business is and what our business isn't.
Okay, and Joel, I'll tell you what, I invite you, complete respect for your point of view. Let's you and I talk about this, month by month. Let's see if Donald Trump has let us down, or if, as I say, he hasn't let us down at all. And I'm very pleased with his trajectory on all fronts.
Okay.
And Joel, thank you very much for being in the audience. And folks, it's that kind of, this is something new. George mentioned it. Paul mentioned it. In previous administrations, nobody even thought of calling the White House. call the Obama White House. You talk about wasting your breath. Now, alert patriots like Ann Coulter, like Lou Dobbs, like all of us who are, we're thinking so hard about everything Donald Trump is doing. Smoke is coming out of our ears. That's great. And what's new? Here's what's different. Donald Trump, here's what I propose to our audience, and I'll be saying it for the next 8 years. Donald Trump is a genius, one. Donald Trump is a patriot, two. And because of those two new facts, a president who's a genius, that's new. We haven't had that. And one who's a patriot, that's brand new. We haven't seen one of those since, Calvin Coolidge, maybe? We don't have to, we can count on the fact that Donald Trump, if something is really, really stupid, Donald Trump is A, smart enough to see it, and B, courageous enough and patriotic enough that he'll stop it.
Well, now, James, I'll back you up on that. Maybe, genius might be a stretch, but the last four or five presidents, at least in George's opinion, have been low life. Good grief. Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton. At the very least, somebody tell me that these aren't sociopathic maniacs. I think Donald Trump is a very good man. I do. And I'll
yes.
take on all comers on that. Perfect, no. 15 orders of magnitude better than the four scumbags who preceded him.
Well, and let's go with Ann Coulter's assessment. Ann Coulter, I'll tell you what, she lets you know what she thinks, and she is a very, very tough critic of anything she doesn't like, a withering critic. And you just heard her say today, folks, after the strikes in Syria, that her assessment of our chances as a people for survival went from 10% when her book Adios America, and by the way, I guess the right way to pronounce that would be Adios America, in August of 2015, her book came out. She gave us 10%. And she just said on November 8th, when Donald Trump was elected, that rose to 90%.
Well, I think even if it went from 10 to 50, There's a whole lot of unhappy left-wing pinkos out there who were hoping that they would be able to snuff us out altogether in the next 20 years.
And let's talk post-November 8th. What has Donald Trump done in the first 12 weeks of his presidency? Has he done better, about the same, or worse than we expected? Better, folks, better. The flow across the border of illegals cut by 67%. Who would have hoped for that? The flow of so-called refugees, these fake refugees, and Ann Coulter has correctly said every single one of them is fake, every single one, has gone from 9,000 a month in October under Obama to 2,000 a month last month under Trump. I like that graph. I like that.
That's a start.
That's $3 trillion added to the stock market. We'll have more when we come back right after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And we've got one little tiny segment left in today's show. And we're going to go to Haas in Nebraska in just a moment with that last comment. Through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Trump Phenomenon live show. The please pay attention to, take a look at, if you would, please, the website of the sponsor of this show, the American Freedom Party, and that's theamericanfreedomparty.us. Haas in Nebraska, what's on your mind tonight?
This is a Syria attack. I mean, I was pretty sure that we needed, you know, Congress to say that we can attack someone before we attack them. I mean, don't we need authorization before we can do that?
You know what? I somewhat agree with Rand Paul's analysis of that, that certainly for war, congressional authorization is always required. For a military strike, no, it's not. The president always, I mean, you know, you don't need a congressional authorization for the president to defend the United States, you know, if an attack occurs. And in such, you know, in such instances, the president does have the authority to use to make a military strike. That's why in his explanation, he said it was in the vital national security interest of the United States to stop the use of chemical weapons in Syria. So reasonable men could disagree whether Donald Trump should have gone to Congress, spent about a month or 2 months trying to get a resolution passed through Congress, whether he should, for the same reason he avoided the UN. He didn't even bother to consult the UN. He took
you set a precedent for other countries.
Well,
you're basically saying it's okay that someone could, you know, I mean, so what, someone could send their version of a Tomahawk missile and hit Nebraska with it. Yeah, Trump did it. Why can't we?
Well, the
that's the precedent that I see that you could do.
Well, okay, the precedent here is, can the president of the United States, if he thinks that something is a security threat to the United States, knock it out with a missile? Yes, he can. That's not killing thousands of people. That's not starting a war. That's not bankrupting the country. It's the president of the United States who, you know, he's like a cop who's on the beat. He has a gun in his hand and he has the authority to use it. If he feels that somebody is about to shoot somebody, does the cop have the, and of course, we're not even talking about shooting somebody here. We're talking about a cop shooting out a guy's tires. Does a cop have the authority to shoot out a guy's tires? He sure does. And does he have to use his judgment? Yes, he does. Does he need authorization from Congress? No, he doesn't. To go to war? Yes. To knock out, I think they knocked out, you know, half a dozen jets without pilots in them.
Right, but yeah,
I think he does.
I think that you're saying that, you know, it's okay as long as it's not on our ground. You know, I mean, I mean, if I was the leader of that country, I would instantly declare war on you, because what did you just do to me? You invaded my space.
No, didn't it? You knocked out some equipment. Haas, your question deserves a better answer and more time. We'll address it. If you call back tomorrow night, we'll answer it more.
I will.
Thanks, Haas. And thank you, everybody. See you again tomorrow night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength.
Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.